Hi there. It is week 41 of 52 weeks of inspiration. And I want to read you something that inspired me recently. I started reading the book by Elizabeth Gilbert, All the Way to the River. I follow Oprah Winfrey and her book club, and I saw her talking a lot about this book recently. And when I heard that it was by the author of Eat, Pray, Love, I really thought, oh, it's a memoir. Like, what else could she have to say? Don't you know, she went and traveled and met a man and found herself and did all this like healing and cleansing. So what could possibly be next for this person? Anyway, as I started reading the book, and I'm not completely done yet, I'm almost done. But as I started reading the story and reading the book, I was touched by a lot of things. And one of the parts in this book, it really hit me, and I want to share it with you. She writes, "After my divorce and my breakup, I quit my job, sold everything, and followed the God voice around the world. I was searching for something, anything, that would heal my heart and restore meaning to my life. At the end of my travels, I met a charismatic Brazilian man who poured love, attention, validation, and approval upon me with lavish abundance. I gave myself over to him without restraint, and he gave himself over to me too. We moved back to America and got married. I wrote a book about my travels. That book became Eat, Pray, Love. Suddenly, I had a shit ton of money. This is important to the story, because here's what happens when you give a lot of money to a crazy codependent person. They do crazy codependent things with it. When those big fat eat, pray, love royalty checks started rolling in, my distorted thinking informed me that I was undeserving of all of this abundance. Why was I so blessed when others still struggled? A solution arose in my imagination. I must give all my money away. I must immediately give money to people who were either more worthy than me or more needy than me, preferably both. I must save everyone. I must change everyone's lives." Wow. When I read that, it sunk deep into my soul. There is a time when my life changed because of filming a television show and my business growing rapidly overnight. And I remember having so many of the same feelings. I must save everyone. I must change everyone's lives. She goes on to write, "Codependents have terribly low self-esteem, you see, and we don't know how to take care of ourselves. We also need to take responsibility for other people because we live in certainty that nobody else out there can take care of themselves either, or at least not without our constant and anxious interference. Throwing away our time and treasure is what we do, and fostering dependency in others makes us feel safe, vulnerable, and in control. Significant and sudden affluence therefore created a perfect firestorm with me. My innate lack of self-worth and inflated sense of obligation collided with overnight wealth, and pretty soon I was hurling cash at people exactly the way I used to hurl my body at them." Yeah, I get it. I also came from a very dysfunctional family and had a ton of codependency, and still struggle with codependency in my life to this day, but I'm much better with boundaries and an understanding. However, it was easier for me to give money away and to be led by the people who I never should have had control or leadership in my life. I did not trust myself, and I hired people to guide me that not only failed me, but that led me into the darkest, deepest, desperate place that I could ever imagine. I knew how to be a medium, but I didn't know how to run a company. I didn't know how to handle a business. And when I hired the people to do so, I gave all of my power away, expecting that if I just kept throwing money at them and throwing money at whoever and wherever they told me to, that that would end up taking care of me. It's not their fault. It's my own. But it is something that I could resonate with so deeply. And it was a part of my life and a part of my journey that I have to forgive and had to forgive myself for. So my message to you today is, no matter where you are on your journey, and whether you're doing it with money, whether you're doing it with affection, whether you're doing it with overgiving, whatever it is, you don't have to. You cannot possibly take care of everyone and everything else in this world, especially not before taking care of yourself. Because if there's nothing of you, there'll be nothing of anyone or anything else either. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.